hard place in a skunk ravine. You're hanging out with the guys. Strap on in, honey. It's time to die. Welcome to Skunk Ravine. Get ready to die.
Fizzes and jizzes, bro.
I do feel like I'm getting fizzes and jizzes.
Talking about zots right now. Check, check. 1, 2. Are we there?
Yes, we're here. We're live.
We're live. We're talking about zots.
Not zots and crambles.
Fizz-powered candy. I think it's from France. Aren't they made in France?
For some reason, I thought that said, I thought that said fizz powder canoe.
Yeah, you know how them fizz powder canoes go.
Jizz powdered canoe.
They're manufactured in Italy.
Ooh, Italiano.
But they're sold in old Saybrook, Connecticut. I'm confused. I don't even want to even talk about those anymore.
Well, shout out Connecticut or whatever. They're good.
Thinking about them, my mouth is watering.
Yeah, dude. I mean, my mouth just got filled up with powdered canoes or whatever.
Yeah, dude, powdered canoes.
Or whatever's in there. I don't know.
He's very good.
Well, I look like a fucking scientist.
Like, what is that guy? What is that?
That's the jizz power.
Ah.
Jizz powder.
Jizz power.
Can I have some of that jizz powder?
The Italian. Wait, did I say Italian or?
Yes, Italy.
Yeah, yes. The Italian jizz powder.
Can I have some of your jizz powder?
I mean, it's making my mouth water. I mean, that kind of rhymes.
It does kind of rhyme.
Like, do you think that's their commercial?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, it would make sense.
Let us jizz in your mouth and you will come or whatever.
No, it's the
your
jizz.
Your mouth will water.
Yeah.
You're going to fall in love with our jizz. You're going to, just thinking about our jizz in your mouth, you're going to start like, God, that's some good stuff.
Oh, jeez.
So, I wonder if they have like a, I feel like we might have already talked about this, but.
Like they have other flavors,
what
obviously.
If they had a medicine that made your cum taste like that?
Like to where it fizzy jizz?
That would be cool.
Ooh, nah, TM, we already, nobody steals fizzy jizz from us.
Fizzy jizz. I am sure there's been just hordes of animals that have been killed to try to make that a possibility.
A fizzy jizz?
A fizzy jizz. You want the fizzy jizz?
Somebody's gonna steal this from us now.
Fizzy jizz? You it might probably already exists.
God damn it.
An idea like that.
No.
But yeah, okay, so a medicine.
I feel like that'd be like a... I don't know. How would you do fizzy jizz? All right, so like a... No, I'm not saying... We'll talk about it later.
No, I'm thinking. I'm not trying to pass
it'd be
the
a thing,
subject. I'm
it'd
thinking,
be a thing on the end.
I'm on board.
It'd be a thing on the end. Like, you don't want fizzy jizz coming out of your dick.
No. Okay, so it could be like a condom.
Yeah, with like a...
Filled.
Yeah.
Coated on the inside with the fizzy jizz powder.
Yeah.
So then once you start blasting...
Or like just a little cap that you put on the tip.
Yeah.
Or what if you're like not circumcised and then you just...
It's just like a little
I guess you
pellet.
Just put Pop little, Rocks, but that sounds terrifying. Plus, I don't know what the point of it.
Pop Rocks under the foreskin?
I'm sure, dude, you know somebody's
doing
it. Come on. You already know. Look it up. You already know somebody's done it.
No, absolutely.
Like,
it just sucks that I'll never experience that.
Yeah, because they chopped our dick skins off. Ow, fuck.
There has to be.
Ow, Jesus Christ.
They have to have, like.
I keep forgetting they fucking froze my.
Oh, yeah. Alex is covered in warts, everybody.
Yeah, I'm like a toad or something.
What'd I call you? A toad witch?
I don't fucking know. Wouldn't it be... I wouldn't be a toad witch. I'd be a warlock, wouldn't I?
I guess.
Well, I feel like warlocks have warts. It's kind of in the name.
Wartlocks, yeah. Wartlocks. The only magic he has is he can just summon warts on his hands. Yes. Fuck, I hate this so much. It's a blessing and a curse. Yeah.
It sucks. Hey, everybody. Don't get warts.
I would always just clip them off with fingernail clippers.
That's what I told them at the place, and they were like, are you a psycho?
No.
And I was like, yes.
As a matter of fact, I am.
The girl who was doing the freezy spray shit, yeah, she was like, normally people would have said to stop by now. And I was like, well, I'm not a normal person.
Don't want any fucking more warts, so don't stop till they're gone.
No, you know me.
Yeah.
I snapped my finger in half and had somebody pulling it. Mm-hmm. It's just dislocated. Just rip it apart some more.
Just pull on it.
No, spiral fracture.
So...
Now I got two screws.
You told me that it was because you were born with HPV.
Yeah.
So
most people have HPV.
Yeah. Does something cause it to like does something trigger it to make you start popping warts?
I think stress and I think working at a shop for 8 years, but it's on my one heel.
Like, do they keep coming back in the same spot?
No, they are just random.
Because I haven't had a wart since, elementary school.
Yeah. You probably have HPV.
It was, on the inside of...
Yeah, one of your fingers.
My, ring finger right there, yeah. I think that's it.
A little one.
Every now and then, I'll get little bumps, right here behind my thumb knuckle.
Right.
And it's probably just, a little patch, maybe... not even a full dime size.
Right.
And it just, itches for a day or two, and then it goes away.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the fuck it is. And, of course, every time I go to the doctor, and they're like, any questions? I'm like, nope.
Yeah. I'm gravy.
Nope. See you next year. I have no medical questions at all for you. And I was get out to my car, and I'm like, God damn it.
I know. I forget.
Yeah, then the next day my back and ankle are hurting. And I'm like,
what's that movie? Memento?
Oh, yeah. Just going there, shit written all just over me.
Tattoo, everything.
Just circle everything in red that hurts.
Yeah. I got this thing. I don't remember.
As you can see, here are my pressure points.
Yeah.
Nah. I'll just not talk to my doctor about anything. So yeah, dude.
Dude, look how gross it is.
I know, it's popped up.
Ugh.
How long do they take to fall off?
I don't know.
Or what do? They just shrivel up?
I don't know.
Have you ever
had it? They gave me no. They were just like, you can leave now.
Yeah, they're probably like, whatever, you're going to Google all this shit anyways, so fuck
it. Nah, fuck no, I'm not Googling shit.
Yeah, because it's going to be you have cancer.
Well, she blasted the fuck out of him.
Yeah. Yeah. So are they just going to dry up or are they going to fall off?
I don't know.
If they fall
off. They literally told me nothing. They were just like, get the fuck out of here.
If they fall off, we should try to get someone to eat them. Be like, yo,
I think it'll just turn into a scab.
Just be like, yo, do you like boiled peanuts?
Well, I'm sure Blake would eat them.
Yes. We're going to get you to eat warts.
Yeah, faggot. I don't know why I called him gay.
You're going to eat, because gay people eat warts.
I guess, I don't know. But it's got to be the one for my heel.
Yeah.
They literally had to take a scalpel.
You get the boot, dude, dog.
You have seen this tiny scalpel. I'm going to ask him for one next time. I wanted to steal one, but they only put two out.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how long they were going to be out of the room.
That's why they only put two out.
Well, normally I...
Yeah, as soon as you're there alone, you start rifling through everything. Yeah.
Well, I figure I paid for it.
My man's over here with a pocket full of popsicle sticks and cotton balls.
Fucking, why not?
Yeah, I'd do some crafts later, bitch.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, dude, I get it.
YOLO.
I'm right there.
Insurance, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
It's not stealing.
No, it isn't.
If they don't know. They know. They. Yeah. If you don't know, you know. Doctor.
Nurse. Nurser.
Well, no, because like, I thought it was like two, because there was two like of them long like fucking Q-tip things.
Yeah, yeah. The throat swabs.
Yeah. The
swab for whatever.
Yeah. Nose swab, fucking ear.
The swabs.
Just butt swab, who knows?
Swabs.
Dick swab.
Yeah.
They'd probably shove them up dick holes, wouldn't you think?
Uh-huh. Like, I don't. Well, why would you need to swab a dick hole?
To test for STDs, I guess? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But
it just
yeah, I'm
seems
sure
like
I'm,
it would be good for shoving up a dick hole.
Well, yeah. I'm sure that. Yeah, people are, have had them in their dick holes.
We need a person who just looks shit up.
Yeah. I mean, I have a phone right here. I couldn't
Google. Well, look it up. Because I could switch. I feel like Aaron told me.
That he gets cotton swab shoved in his
dick. No, that he had
dick.
It happen one time.
Like, he just had some weird doctor.
I forget what STD it was, but they like jam a Q-tip in your dick hole. Syphilis, or what did Al Capone die from? I think it was syphilis.
I think it was. Yeah, yeah, they do swab out dick holes.
Aha. Yeah. Winning.
Cotton swab may be used to collect sample from the penis from the for a urethral discharge culture.
Ouch. How far do you think? How does it say how far? I want to know how far they have to jam it in.
He's sick of this PC culture. Well, get ready for.
Yeah.
For
dick.
Urethral discharge culture.
That sounds like a band name.
Yeah,
Quinn,
dude.
Quinn, I hate
like
you,
a,
but.
That sounds like a grindcore band.
Quinn, I hate you, but that's a new grindcore band.
Why do you hate Quinn?
I don't. Fuck Quinn.
It's like, Quinn Zoschke is like.
He's something. Let's just leave it
he's
at
the
that.
The primus of people. Because you see him and you're like, you suck! But that just means you like him. Other questions. Do urethral swabs hurt? Yes!
Dude. Oh my god. Alright, speaking of.
Gonorrhea and chlamydia, though, they can test.
Ah, yes. Yes, the jamming of the dick hole.
Mm. Urethral discharge culture, dude.
So, there was a guy. Well, I don't know who the guy. Let me rephrase this. There was a fucking show I was watching about, like, people that, like, self-mutilate in jail and whatnot. This dude shoved a whole jump rope up his dick hole.
Yeah. I heard
about
that.
You know what I'm talking about?
I heard about that. I'm,
of course you did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about
that. Yeah, whole jump rope.
A jump rope in his dick.
Yeah. Yes.
And like up
into like
his bladder.
Like up into his bladder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know, bro.
Why would you do that? I gotta pee.
Okay, go for it. I am looking at... I am on Google Images looking at pictures of micropenises. The Spring Break 2015 Micropenis Megamix. Micropenes are 3.5 or less. How to live with a micropenis. Dude, it sucks. Yo, this penis chart, what the fuck?
What colors? Do they have dick colors? Like,
We'll get to that. Hold on.
Like,
because this one says less than 4.5 is a micro penis.
Like, is that soft or erect, though?
I think it's erect.
Well, you need to find a better chart, number one.
4.5 to 5.5 is a mini.
Erect? This is...
I think this is all goes by erect, bro.
I don't... So how...
See, this one... This one's got some information if you want it.
Yeah, it, but then there's like the... Do they have shapes? And like one looks like a banana. Like, is everybody's dick all curved?
Here you go. How to measure your penis.
Like, I don't know. I like to think my dick is slightly straight.
Make sure the penis is fully
Not
erect.
Not that anybody needs to know. You edit that out.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Exactly. No, you edit that out.
Okay.
I don't even Nobody know needs said. To know what shape my dick is.
So this seems wrong.
Oh, exactly.
Fuck, I minimized it.
Or does it seem wrong?
Alex Dines.
I make a funny.
Son of a bitch.
I make a funny.
Okay, how to measure your penis?
I guess I should have said Wang. I don't know. Or is it Wang? There's Wang and Wong, right?
Mm-hmm.
Depending on your Chinese or Asian?
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, Japanese?
This is funny, dude. Like
Asian. I just screwed that all up. Just edit me out of this whole goddamn fucking podcast.
I will.
Fuck. I'm just gonna hang myself with the goddamn microphone
this fucking
cord.
Shit won't even load, dude.
That's what
yeah,
how she
to,
said.
All right, how to measure your penis? Make sure the penis is fully erect and keeping a pencil, paper, and soft measuring tape close at hand.
So, like for doing, like sewing.
Yeah. Yeah, the soft tape.
Yeah. I have one.
This one says to gently wrap the tape.
Not to measure my penis. I just have one.
Gently wrap the measuring tape one time around your erect penis. 1 centimeter
from
your body. That's for girth. Length, they have this motherfucker measuring on top, which all boys know you don't measure on top.
Don't you go from the base?
You're supposed to go from the bottom. You get a little extra.
Back behind the balls.
Yeah.
Like, shouldn't you split the balls? Like put it in between?
Mm-hmm. Because there's penis that goes into your body.
Well, duh.
You're missing out on
That's
inches.
That's your gooch.
Yeah, you're missing inches
Yuckle.
There, bro. Some of these pictures are hilarious, though, man.
Maybe it should
pull
be.
Pull the penis firmly. This shit is showing.
That's cheating.
The stretched... Stretch penile length bone pressed method. Push the ruler firmly into the pubic bone and pull the penis firmly.
Yeah, car alarm
Dude,
going
it's like,
off because of this.
That shit is saying, jam the ruler as far as you can into your bones.
Is that like a yard ruler?
You pull your dick
is
out.
Is that like a yard ruler?
That's hard, yeah.
That's cheating. I call bullshit. Now you're just ripping dick out of your shit. Nah.
I like this one, too.
That's what she said? I don't know. Or maybe this is what she looked up. Who knows?
It's like point of view looking down.
Like. I like the abnormal. Wait.
Yeah.
That's what I was asking. Is it floppy dick? Like, how do you measure floppy dick?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, you got to get 100% and then measure. Because it's a numbers game. You want to get as much numbers as possible.
And what is this weird divot dick?
Yeah, you'll get divots.
Man. You got the plague? Is that what it says? Does it say plague?
It says plaque. Plague.
Hey, I have a smashed dick.
I got plague inside of my plague.
Someone punched me in the dick. What the fuck is that?
Guy for some reason.
Jesus.
Shit, I got plaque in my dick.
Got that. I didn't brush my dick hard enough.
Do you do what I do and brush your dick after every meal?
Oh, It is fed. I must brush it. Yeah. I don't know why it's a Russian pig. It has to be, though.
Excuse me while I clean
my dick. I must brush my dick.
I must clean my member.
It's like with fucking... With a toilet cleaner and a fucking toilet brush.
It's already sitting next to the toilet.
Right. So you might as well brush your dick with it. Just
brush your dick up with it.
I mean, it'd be dumb not to.
All right, dude. Four factors of having a healthy penis. Penis appearance. Does it look good? Yeah, sure. Yeah. Penis function. Yeah, sure, sometimes.
Yeah.
Penis fluids quality.
I don't know what.
Popping out some quality fluids.
Like, is there blood in it sometimes? What is that? Like,
and last but not least, penis smell.
Is it foamy? Does it come out like a sea foam? You know how the sea foam, like...
Yeah, yeah, because it's been sloshed around. Just... Yeah.
It sounds like a fucking... Like a whipped cream can.
Six things that kill the penis.
What? What are you reading? What are you looking up?
I've searched micro penises.
Jesus.
Now I'm just looking at penis facts.
Oh, my God.
Sugar, inadequate sleep, alcohol, running too much, spending too much time indoors.
So don't exercise too much, but don't drink a lot. Yeah.
But spending too much time indoors...
Who made this list?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, but it was a woman, wasn't it?
I don't know, but they censored out the E in penis and the O in boner.
There you go. So it definitely wasn't a man.
Good heavens!
I'm sorry, women. I'm not trying to talk shit, but that sounds goddamn absurd.
Sorry, women, but you don't know shit about dicks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Unless you got one.
Denmark's rocking the biggest dicks.
Technically, every woman has a dick.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Just didn't turn into a big one.
Dude, average penis size in Denmark is 7.5 inches.
That's why I'm from Denmark, dog.
You're Denmarkian?
Nah, you say very Denmarkian.
Number 5, the Netherlands, 7.14.
What about Irish?
They're not on. This is only top 5.
Ah, dang it.
No.
You just hear a gunshot in the background.
Well, average penis size in America is saying 13.2 centimeters.
Why would they put it in centimeters for America?
Because it sounds bigger, dude. It's more numbers. That shit's tight, dude. I'm about 13.5 centimeters.
My dick is so many centimeters.
Dude.
Look at this shit.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
That's gross. You know how bad I want to stab it with a needle?
Oh, I bet. What would happen?
I don't know, but they told me nothing.
Well, so. I bet don't do that, because it's not full of anything. It's just full of fucking skin, right?
Well, they just froze it.
Yeah, and it's just skin.
Well, I mean, it filled with fluids after the freezing.
On account of the cold.
It's on account of the...
On account of the cold.
On account of the frostbite.
It's pretty weird that you just basically give yourself, like, localized frostbite.
Yeah, why can't I buy one of those?
I thought you can.
Yeah, but they're gay. Or, sorry, homosexual. I don't know. Sorry.
Quit to the LGBTQTLMNOP
community.
Off. Just stop. Quit apologizing for how you talk.
But no, it's gay as fuck that you can't buy your own fucking liquid nitrogen to shoot onto your shit you need to take care of.
Dick.
Yeah, my dick's not covered in warts. It's my fucking wrist. We can make this goddamn thing a photo for the fucking... This one filled with blood.
It'll be next to it, like, P.U. Why is it got blood?
Well, it's at the bottom of a skull, so that kind of makes it...
Whoa, funny. Cool.
Yeah. Badass.
Dude, you used to be able to buy that in stores. I think you still can. But you got some fucking... Some bad ones there.
Well, it was just the one.
No.
She just blasted, because I told her, I don't give a fuck. I literally, like, was like, blast the fuck out of them. I want them bitches gone. Because she was like, normally people, like, it hurts. And I was like, try to hurt me.
I dare you.
No, for real. I'm not even kidding. Is that just giant clitoris? What are you showing me?
His pelvis popping out the penis, dude.
I'm so confused.
Ashley was telling me about this. That's where you have to do a penis or a pelvis pop.
What does that mean?
To get their fucking dick out from all their fat. And then that's how you, like, catheter.
Oh, that's a man?
That's penis? A man's penis.
I thought that was a big clitoris.
Nope, that is a man's penis.
I was very confused.
That is a little micro penis.
Oh, okay. So that's a micro penis.
Yeah, they're tiny.
So is it erect? That's where I'm confused.
Here's soft and erect. You can zoom in if you...
I don't need to. That's both the same man?
Mm-hmm.
So that's his little...
That's his little softy on the side. And on the other side is his little chubber.
It's just like... Pew!
Dude, what did they do to that guy to get his little dick hard? Pew! Pew! Whoa, your dick is tiny. Pew! Pew!
That's good stuff.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, I didn't need to see a tiny penis, but I mean...
Nah, man, anytime you're not feeling good, you just fucking...
Micropenis.
Feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, you can still get freeze-off warp maneuver. Maneuver?
No, I know. I've tried it.
Oh, and it just doesn't do shit?
No. Fuck no. It doesn't do goddamn... They have, like, the... It's like a tank.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I don't think you're allowed to buy those as a civilian.
Liquid nitrogen? No, you probably need, like, laboratory
bullshit. Right.
Yeah.
Or you could just... Maybe I'll be like, hey.
Hey.
What,
Hey, hook me up.
What's up?
Oh, I got some shit I gotta freeze.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Don't worry about
it. Shut the fuck up. Look, no one needs to know about it. I'm just going to freeze
tell
off.
Tell me it doesn't look fucking gnarly.
I just got some warts I want to freeze off. That's all.
Ow. Oh, God, it hurts.
Yeah, it does look pretty friggin' gnarly. God. Ah, it's even worse in the light.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Well, that's what I mean, man. I never knew that you got, like, warts bad like that.
I didn't until, like, just stress and, like, I think I got, like, cut or something. I don't know what happened. My heel, I think that was just from, like, wearing boots and, like, working a factory for 8 years.
Yeah.
But it was only on one heel. But then when I started doing landscaping, I feel like my feet got wetter and whatnot.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you're outside in fucking boots all day running around.
Yeah, and there's, like... micro organisms and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, bacteria and shit.
Yeah. Like, so,
yeah, no.
It is what it is. I don't give a fuck.
I mean, yeah, it just sucks.
America!
I get as many fucking warts as I want to. This is Trump's America. This is Trump's America. You can have warts and freeze them.
So bad. So gross.
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't explode in my sleep. Dude, doesn't it look like it's going to?
Yeah, it does. Because it doesn't really look like a wart. It just looks like a giant fucking blister.
Oh, she froze it, like, multiple times. Yeah. And she was like, I don't want to hurt you.
I was like,
you try.
Hurt me, bitch.
You try to hurt me. You don't even know. You don't even know me.
They don't know me.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had, you know, when they give you the shots and the gums for filling in a cavity.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was almost done. And I didn't tell her that it wore off.
Oh, when you're getting a tooth drilled out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had that before.
Well, I just wanted it over.
Yeah. I had it once where they put like 8 shots in my jaw.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, they'd start drilling.
Like, please stop. Like,
I can feel it. They do another one. And after so long, he was just like, we're about done at this point. I'm like, okay, just fucking finish it off, dude.
Yeah.
So my entire face was numb for like 12 hours after I left
the office. No, I just didn't even say anything until afterwards. And it was this poor little Asian lady who was pregnant.
Dude, that shit, like,
it doesn't hurt that bad.
No, I mean, but like every time I've gotten that, I've always been freaked the fuck out. Mm-hmm. Ever since I was a kid, because they were like, don't eat, because you don't want to chew your lips off. So now every time I get Novocaine, all I can think about is eating my own lips and shit.
Well, as long as you don't own a ferret and breastfeed.
What? Come again?
Yes.
Ferrets like titty milk?
I think it was Dr. Phil or something.
Yeah.
It was one of them stupid.
You're stupid. You're ugly. I'm going to kill you, bitch.
Now you're dead. This chick got her face eaten off by fucking ferrets.
Multiple ferrets.
Her parents just let the ferrets run around.
Oh, wow. Fuck.
And she had just gotten breastfed.
Uh-huh.
So the ferrets smelled the breast milk on her face and ate her face off.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
I saw this dude on TikTok who, when he was like 2 months old, a fucking candle fell into his crib and burnt like 90% of his body.
How the fuck did he live?
I don't know, but dude, it really fucking looks like he shouldn't.
Usually when you get 90% of your body burnt, you're dead.
And this is a 2-month-old infant. Because
that's like your whole body.
I mean, he's missing an arm.
How much of, is it 75?
For what?
It's over 75% of your body is the organ.
Oh, like your skin?
Yeah. What percentage is?
I have no idea.
Look it up. Because most of the biggest organ on your body is your skin. Mm.
So what am I looking up?
What percentage? Biggest organ, human body.
Skin makes up 15% of your body weight?
I feel like it's like 75%.
Yeah, I still don't, I don't get what you're asking.
Like, what? It's the largest
organ?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's your skin.
But, like, what percentage of your body does it...
Of organs?
Yeah, like...
All right, we'll try. What percentage of your skin...
Is an organ?
Is an organ. 100%.
Whoa. Okay. That's not. I think it's like in the 70 something.
You're saying compared to your other organs.
Well, I just mean like your skin. Your actual skin layers. Like, because there's different layers of skin. Yeah. Like, obviously, everything's made out of. I'm talking about your outer layer of skin.
Your dermis.
Yes. I'm not a fucking doctor.
Exactly.
Do I look like a doctor to you?
You really don't. No, not at all.
Dr. Satan, maybe.
Not at all, but I don't judge like that, okay?
Well, fair enough. Well, either way, God damn it.
Where were we?
Right. No, I was trying to think of a rap song.
I'll have to see if I can find you a picture of this guy. He's fucked up looking, dude. It's like it's horrifying.
Yeah, like my wrist?
Yeah. But imagine that your entire body is that.
Oh, like the big balls, dude?
No.
You know what I'm talking about.
My guess is this guy's genitals got burnt off because he doesn't have fucking hands.
You know the big balls, dude?
Yes.
He's got to, like, wear a sweatshirt for his balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's, like, a video of him just sitting there listening to music, like, petting a cat with his nub, and just drooling all over the place because his doesn't have any lips, and, like, his jaw is, like, fucking... Dude, he's fucking gnarly looking. I don't know how the fuck a two-month-old could survive that, but... Fucked up looking, dude.
I don't know.
It, like, tripped me out. I'm like, is that thing real? Like... dude, it was not. I was like, holy fuck, dude. That's gnarly.
So, shout out to Zots. Fizz Power Candy.
He's powered by fizz.
Yes, it is very powerful in the fizziness.
That's how you say the fizzy. Fizzy babala. Fizzy babala.
It didn't make my mouth water.
He's
just so fizzy. There was another one. My mom just fucking brought it up earlier. Because I gave her a couple of those.
Oh, another candy?
Yeah. I think it was American. But I'm not sure.
American candy?
I mean, I'm sure it was foreign. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, just some foreign candy sucks. Like, Mexico candy fucking sucks.
I hate the tajin.
Yeah, I want to like it so bad, but I don't.
No.
It's just like, well.
Yes, I love spicy candy. Nah.
Yeah, I want to talk about, like, the tajin, like, powder.
Yeah, I know. Like, I'm so poor that I just have to eat spicy candy. Like,
just hard that.
He said, I love the spicy candy. I love street corn. Like,
yes.
Why did I make it different? That was not even Mexican.
That was not Mexican.
That was horrible.
That one, I don't even know. That
yeah,
was...
God damn.
Just wind the tape, try that
I
one again.
I love the spicy candy. What am I? Is like that Italian?
It's like probably Southern Italian.
I don't know, dude.
Sounds like Southwest Jesus Italian, dude.
Christ.
I like it the street corn. My skin is so good.
Oh, God.
It's like, I'm going to Japan to try some sushi.
I'm going to
have me some sushi.
Are they tying their shoes, or I don't know?
I know nothing of the world, so.
Fuck if I know.
I grew up in a bubble.
Fuck. I know my knee hurts.
Yeah, so Mexican candy sucks. I don't think I've ever had any candy that I've been like, ooh, that's pretty good. It's just like, this sucks.
I'm trying to think.
I mean, dude, you can't fucking beat right. Skittles, bro.
So, like, I did eat a Mexican sucker that had a,
a scorpion in it.
Yes. That's the only way I could describe it.
I knew exactly
it.
What you meant.
Yeah.
I know you, dog.
Yeah. That was pretty good. It was like a guave. So it was like a, whatever they make. Tequila out of.
Okay, yeah, agave.
Agave. Yes.
So, what happened when you got to the scorpion? Was it just like, ow, ow, ow?
Nah,
ow, ow.
It was good.
Or did they take the stinger off?
I don't know.
They had actually, to cut the stinger
I
off.
I just
right?
sent it. I'm still here.
Just like, stabbing your tongue with
yeah. a cord. And, and then there was also a bag of, like, I don't want to say they were maggots. It was some sort of larvae. They were, like, seasoned.
Yeah. Like, how you can get, like, sunflower seeds that are seasoned.
Like, yeah, but yeah, it was, yeah. like,
we sold,
larvae.
Yeah, we sold the tubes of crickets for a while.
Yeah.
And it was, like, pickle flavored.
Oh, these just had, like
blackened.
Yeah.
Lime pepper. Like, a bunch of different flavors. And I yeah. tried a bunch of them.
Oh, they're good.
And apparently, if you have a shellfish allergy, crickets have the same
what
enzyme in them.
How
yeah.
the fuck? I hate
because they're related, dude. Shellfish How are just fucking fuck? Sea bugs, dog.
What? Ow! God damn it! God, it hurts, dude.
Yeah.
What do I do?
Nothing. You just wait. I don't think there's anything you can do.
Oh God, it hurts. Don't worry, hit it with a blowtorch. I'm fine. Yeah, I don't think that's going to help.
No, it'll probably make it hurt a little bit more.
Well, I'm trying to keep the tattoo looking good. Oh, God, it hurts.
Yeah, have you thought of wrapping it up or anything?
She didn't tell me it was going to hurt way worse afterwards.
Yeah.
She just was surprised that I wasn't complaining when she was just blasting the fuck out of it.
I mean, did it hurt when she was doing it?
Well, I mean, it didn't feel good.
No.
But have you seen my arm?
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
No, I just mean like...
Oh, the rest of your arm. Yes.
Yeah.
It can take some damage. It has and it will take more.
Oh, I've been burnt to fuck. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, I've been burnt to shit,
too. She said it was going to swell up, but I didn't think it was going to swell up like this.
When did you do this? Today?
Yeah.
Goo.
Oh, it hurts.
Warts off to you. That's what you should have said.
Warts off to you.
Then
she probably
and then
wouldn't
just
have got it.
Danced off the danced out the door. Well, thanks a lot, lady. What's off to you?
Well, the worst other part was that I was trying to call for my ride in the lobby, and my voice is so fucking deep that, like, the whole lobby was just me, like, trying to whisper. That's me trying to just...
Would you say that that was the wartst
part? It was the wartst part.
Was that the wartst parts of it? Huh?
Give me a brew.
I got you, homeboy.
I don't even know where they are.
Why don't you just, while I'm up getting that beer, you can laugh more about that wartst part of it.
It was the wartst part. So
it was the best of times.
It was the worst of times.
Is that what Worcestershire sauce is made out of? Just drained warts?
I don't know. Is that what it looks like?
Yeah, dude. It looks like you're just lance that open and pour it over a steak, baby. Or a pork chop.
And then to top it off, because I hate standing in places. And it was, like, mist raining out all day. I just walked all the way from there to the highway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I almost called you.
Should have.
I know.
I didn't do shit today.
Well, and I forgot my medicine.
I stood outside and cut up a box.
I even told him, I was like, I might freak out a little bit because I didn't take my meds.
I ain't got no meds.
I was like, fuck, maybe I should call Nick and see.
You should have.
I know, because I was right there. You know where I'm talking about? It's right
over off of Hollywood?
No, not that one.
The dermatology place?
Yeah.
On Niles?
It's off of Niles. It's right over by the highway, kind of. Ansley.
Yeah.
The one on Ansley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my neighborhood, dog.
I know. That would have been the second time I hit you up.
Hit me up. I could have gave you a ride home. I could have gave you pills.
I'm freaking out.
My warts are freezing off.
Help me. I love it.
Yeah, hit me up anytime.
Yeah. It was good stuff. Yeah, so instead I walked across the street and started walking towards the highway like a psycho. Some city truck was driving towards me.
I was gonna say, just aimlessly walking, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't want to sit in the goddamn fucking lobby.
Yeah.
I can't. It gives me anxiety. Plus, okay. I forgot my meds. And I had only taken a little bit that morning, so...
Yeah, next time be like, my boy, come get me. And I got you. I ain't fucking working.
I know you got me, but I figured you were at work, so...
Yeah. Get fucking 4 days off this week, yahoo.
Assumptions, I guess, are never good. Oh, man, I want to poke this thing so bad.
Do it, man. Do it for science.
Why is that one black?
I don't know. I was going to ask you what's up with that one. Maybe that one's just fully frozen. So now it's like blackening up. You know, like frostbite?
Oh, like the blood froze, like coagulated.
Yeah. All the blood frozen died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to go get some fucking warts removed.
Dude,
which looks more brutal than...
It is very brutal looking. I started watching this documentary about Herb Baumeier.
What?
He's a serial killer.
The pig dude?
Nope.
I know the name.
He killed gay people.
Okay, you gotta be more specific.
He'd bring them back to his house. Like when his wife and kids were out of town. And mm-hmm. then, I think, like, take him to his pool and strangle him.
I know the name.
Yeah.
You gotta be more
specific. If I showed you a picture of the guy, you'd be like, this fucking nerd? Because he looks like a
fucking Who was the Canadian dude?
That's Robert Picton.
Yeah, the farm.
Yeah, the pig, farm.
Yeah. You know I know my serial killers, okay?
Yeah. Well, if I show you this guy, he'll probably be like, oh, him. But there's a new documentary about him that's pretty fucking cool.
Ow, fuck. Sorry.
It's okay.
I keep forgetting I got my other toes fucked up.
This guy. So, they identified...
I know the name.
They identified, like, 8 victims.
Yeah.
But in the woods behind his property, they found over 10,000 human remains.
Oh.
All, like, separate bones and shit, you know? Yeah.
That'll get you.
Yeah, the detective was saying it's, like... This and 9/11. 9/11 is the only other thing where they've had, like, thousands of unidentifiable body parts.
Right.
And then this guy's farm. But the crazy thing about his shit is, like, there's footage and photos of his, like, basement and his pool area, and he just has fucking, like, mannequins set up.
Oh, okay. I know that part.
Dude. But...
All right, I can picture what you're talking about, but I don't know exactly what you're talking about.
Just imagine being some gay guy, and this fucking nerd picks you up, takes you back to his
place. I know what you're talking about, but...
And he takes you to the pool that's full of fucking mannequins.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And then he's like, we should try this shit that I'm into. It's called autoerotic asphyxiation. Where's your dog? She hasn't ruined this yet.
She's in the bedroom.
Oh, okay. But yeah, dude, they found a shitload of fucking body parts out on this dude's farm. But the thing that really sticks out to me is the mannequins. Like, this nerd takes you back to his house and wants you to fucking choke him out in a pool surrounded by mannequins.
Was this in, like, Hollywood or, like, somewhere like that?
No.
Or was that in a foreign country?
No, it was here in America. Yeah, it happened in the 90s.
So I feel like it was in, like, Florida or Hollywood or like
Indiana, Westfield.
Really?
Yeah, outside. It's a suburb of Indianapolis.
I know what you're talking about, but that's gonna bother me. Yeah, I know that name.
He killed himself by shooting himself in the forehead.
Well, I mean, that's one way to do it.
That is one way you could do it. Yeah. But anyways, I don't know. You should check it out, though. It's a very cool documentary because they interview a guy who, like, went over to his house and was like, I'm not into this. And now they're kind of being like, is this guy a fucking accomplice? Because this guy's weird as shit. And how did this...
So it's like the tiger
dude. Yeah. It's like, how did this fucking dork, like...
I'm not gay.
Drag all these bodies out into the woods, you know?
Yeah.
But no, you should see this guy because he's very like... And they ask him a question like... Well, this guy said that you were directly involved in the murders. And he's like, what year was that?
Reaching?
It's like 95. He's like, I never met a man with
a long... I don't know nothing about 95. I never met a man with a long
coat before 95.
Yeah. Sorry. I keep hurting myself.
I say, you want to like lay down and get your... Quit putting weight on your shit? You can talk laying down.
No. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. It don't matter.
Alright, fuck it. Who gives a shit?
Exactly.
Fuck it.
I mean, we love you guys.
Well, of course.
We're just talking about my shit's all fucked up right now.
So. Yeah, I mean, whoever's been listening to this can probably tell.
Yeah. It don't matter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, welcome to Skunk Ravine.
Mm. Oh, yeah, Skunk Ravine.
Hey.
This is Skunk Ravine.
It's the longest cold open ever.
Fucking, if you listen, you listen. If you don't, then fuck you.
What am I listening to?
Yeah,
what
fuck is this? You if you don't listen. Sorry.
Yeah, if you don't hear this, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you.
You're a piece of shit.
Yeah, you are a piece of shit if you don't listen to Skunk Ravine.
You're horrible.
Yeah. You're whore and you're able to listen to Skunk Ravine.
You are able to be a whore and you are.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That was reasonable, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if Zot's fizz-powered candy wants to sponsor us.
Throw some candy out. We can pay us in candy.
You can pay us in candy. So, just throwing that out there. America, but Italy at the same time, right?
Yeah, probably. Italian? It's probably just distributed through that place.
Well, wasn't it Italian candy?
I think it's Italian candy, but then they send it to this company in Connecticut, and then they distribute it, probably.
Yeah, so... Fucking sponsor us, assholes.
Yeah, not like we made fun of the Italians four times this episode.
We didn't.
Maybe only three. Okay.
Hey.
But what are they going to do about it? Have some more pasta. Shut the fuck up. Give us money.
I just ate.
You stupid Italian. Lasagna bitches.
The other day. That's Italian, right?
Hell yeah. With meat.
Yeah. With meat.
Yeah, there's I'm not meat a inside faggot. Of it. You like that? You like that?
Ah, shit, I shouldn't have said faggot. I don't give a fuck.
You clearly do, because you keep apologizing for it.
Well, I mean, fuck it.
I'm all about free speech, buddy. You can say whatever you want.
Cheers.
Cheers. Clink, clink, clink. I'm not going
to... Frank's alive.
Franklin's still over here kicking it.
He's fucking rocking it, dude.
Yeah, he's doing good.
Look at Frank. They don't even know who Frank is. I'm a fur. Do they know who Frank is?
Is he a fur?
Because
Staffer Frank is righteous.
I don't know what Frank is.
Frank is retarded.
I mean, slightly, yes. Have I not bought a tree that wasn't special?
Yeah, they're all special.
Yeah.
I always get the dum-dum trees.
Well, duh. Because why not?
Because I care.
Exactly.
Because I got a heart of gold.
I do. I don't know what music to.
What was
that? I don't know. I was trying to.
You really looked like you had something important to tell. You were like, dude.
I couldn't think of a good song, dude.
Is that your I Take Care of Special Plans song?
I'm not Sarah McLachlan. And I don't know the words. So, shout out to Special Trees.
Shout out. Shout out to all you special people out there, too.
Yeah.
Hope y'all are doing great.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Hopefully we can get our boy Devin on here soon. Devin, we're coming for you, motherfucker.
Oh, we gonna get you, bitch. Ass. I say a bitch.
Yeah. Maybe I'll take the gear home tonight, and I can try to figure out how to get a phone call to come in.
Dude, what's up with the clicky microphones we have?
They still work. We just need a phone and a program to record them on.
Okay. So maybe we should mail one to him?
Yeah.
I don't know how
to. You might as well just mail a cup up to him, dude, with a string.
I don't know. Mail my balls.
No, I'll take this home and tinker with it. I think I should be able to connect a phone to it somehow.
Because they're right.
They're right over there. They're up in them. Up in them.
Yeah, we can do some locale shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah.
What's that song?
Yeah, yeah.
That stupid hillbilly ass song.
That one?
I'll play it after.
All right.
So we don't get copyrighted.
Fuck it. Who cares?
Fine. I'll play it right now. Then.
Yeah. I just don't want to have to edit later. So let's call it.
All right. We love y'all.
Love y'all. Have a good night.
Anybody who listens to Skunk Ravine, we appreciate you.
Yep. All right. See you next time.
Love y'all.